Yes, that's right. I am so glad that you're here. Welcome to another Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on this Thursday, October the 30th. My, oh my, November starts on Saturday. Are you ready? Are you ready? Not at all. No. Fred, how you doing? My name is Joey Kroll, host of the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. So how is your week coming along? Are you ready for these cooler temperatures? Oh, neither am I. Well, Fred, it is so good to be spending some time with you today. Oh, have you been listening to Mark and Friends this week? Yesterday, Mark had Kim Wagner, speaker of the True Woman Conference, talking about the power of the woman's fierce beauty, how her identity and value is rooted in her relationship with Christ rather than a relationship with a man. So powerful words. They talked with Kim yesterday. They're going to continue that conversation tomorrow on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. But wow, be sure to tune into that tomorrow morning, 7:32. Hey, something to be praying about. Our friends are going to be leaving for Israel here in about, what, 8-7 days? Yeah, I think a week from today, if I'm correct. Going to be leaving for the Holy Land. So just be praying for those who are going to be part of this wonderful opportunity. Just safe travels and that the Lord will speak to them. But just pray for those that are going to be going for their safety and that God will speak to them in a way that they will understand. Amen. So got that going on next week. And then this weekend, are there people in your life that you know you can never tell a secret to? Because once you do, everybody else is going to know it, right? Well, apparently my wife has a surprised birthday party for me this weekend. My birthday's not till, I think, a couple more weeks away. But I guess family are coming in this weekend. And she told the kids, Tim and Hannah, I said, we're going to have a surprise birthday party. And then sure enough, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, they blurted it out on accident at the dinner table, and you should have seen Aubrey's face, like, oh, what was I thinking telling you guys? So, but the funny thing is, Tim and Hannah, they were like, but it's only family. You're not going to have friends come in. It's just going to be family. No friends will be at the surprise birthday party. So, in other words, it's code for friends are also going to be at this birthday party. So I'll have to practice my surprise skills. Like, oh, I didn't know this. Oh, wow. I am so surprised. So, oh, I love it. So praise the Lord. And my wife knows not to tell the kids nothing because everybody else will know about it. But so we have that going on this weekend. Yeah, and also coming up this weekend on Saturday, the Savoy United Methodist Church in Savoy will be having their chicken and noodle dinner this Saturday from 4:30 to 7. And part of the proceeds will go to the Ebola response team. Again, the Savoy United Methodist Church will be having their chicken and noodle dinner this Saturday night, 4:30 to 7. And they're located at 3002 Old Church Road in Savoy. Get more details on that and other events, by the way, at greatnewsradio.org and click on events. Well, I'll tell you what, this is going to be kind of an interesting day today because I will have a very special guest, Larry the Cucumber. Praise the Lord. Yes, Larry the Cucumber from VeggieTales. In fact, VeggieTales, they're celebrating 20 years this month. And it makes me think, wow, they've been around for a long time. I didn't know they were around that long. But yeah, celebrating 20 years. So we're going to be talking with Larry the Cucumber, talk about a little bit about their ministry. They have a new movie out. So we'll talk about that. And we'll also hear the voice behind Larry the Cucumber, the real life person voice. That's coming up right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. upon his shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me.
That's right, you're listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. And I'll tell you what, I've had the wonderful opportunity in my day to interview some wonderful Christian people, some wonderful Christian celebrities. But today, I'll tell you what, I think this one tops it off. Today, we're going to be talking to a cucumber. Actually, Larry the Cucumber from VeggieTales. Larry, are you on the phone there, sir?
Hey, Joey. How's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Wonderful. So how you doing today, Mr. Larry the Cucumber?
Oh, I'm doing good. You know, talking on the phone is always a challenge for me without any hands. So, you know, I kind of use my shoulder. I put my shoulder into it. You know, well, you know, I can kind of just, you know, kind of wiggle and get his shoulder-ish thing kind of going.
Wonderful. Well, Larry, you have a brand new DVD that actually came out a few weeks ago. And I'll tell you what, our family, we just love the VeggieTales DVDs. We have quite a few of them when we watch them. Tim, who's 12, and Hannah, who's 8. We all have a kid side down to our family, and we enjoy watching the VeggieTales DVD. But you have a brand new one out called Beauty and the Beat. Tell us about that one.
Oh, it's great. You know, well, I play the dad of a musical family, and we're on our way to Vegetable Square Garden, you know, to put on a big concert. You know, we're a band that's just getting started, and we got the big invite, and our bus breaks down along the way at this mountain chateau, and it's run by the Beat, and he's a little bit grumpy, and so we got to figure out a way to make it through and get to Vegetable Square Garden while dealing with the Beat. And along the way, Mirabelle, who's plays one of my daughters, really teaches us all how to show love to anyone at any time. So it's a lesson about loving the unlovable. And it's a really, really sweet story. And it's a whole lot of fun. And it's got a lot of great music.
Now, in the movie, you have the wonderful opportunity of working with Kelly Pickler, who was on American Idol, who actually got her start singing in church. Tell us about the opportunity of working with Kelly Pickler.
Oh, well, you know, whenever I can work with somebody with the last name Pickle, I'm all for that. So it's great. Usually it has to be another vegetable, but this time, you know, working with Kelly Pickler, it was great. And she's got such an amazing voice. And that's what we really needed for this story because, you know, there's a lot of songs and Kelly, as Mirabelle, sings most of the songs. So she just did a great job and she's got a great voice and she's a sweetheart. So it was wonderful working with her.
Good. Now, there's also some great music in this movie as well, right?
The main theme is loving the unlovable. So there's songs like I Gotta Show You Love and everything that centers around loving somebody. And really, at the heart of our lesson is 1 John 4:11, that since God first loved us, we should also love others. And so all the songs center around that, but they're from the show, and they're wonderful songs.
Good. Now, you know what, Larry? I think you did a great job telling us about the movie. I would give you a high five, but you have no hands.
Maybe a shoulder bump. That might look nice, or, you know, maybe kind of a little pat to the forehead or something.
Now, that's Larry the Cucumber, but the voice behind Larry the Cucumber, it's Mike Naraki.
Take my squeaky voice down a few notches.
So this is your actual voice right here.
Yeah, this is my real-life voice, absolutely.
Now, Mike, you're the original voice of Larry the Cucumber. It's not like you're the fifth person to do Larry. You're the original person, right?
Yes, that's right. You know, 20 years ago, Phil and I created VeggieTales. Phil is the voice of Bob the Tomato, and he and I were college buddies and launched the show in 1993. So I've been a cucumber ever since.
Now tell me about this dynamic here, because growing up, I can imagine people wanting to be doctors or somebody wanting to be a president or a nurse. But did you want to be a cucumber growing up? Or,
you know what? It never even crossed my mind. I actually, you know, I felt a call from God in high school to go into medical missions. And so I decided to go to my denominational school, which is Christian Missionary Alliance. They had a school up in Minnesota. And I went there for a year and a half, and I wanted to get some Bible curriculum, out of the way, and then go on to another school to do pre-med. And at that school is where I met Phil, and he and I worked together in a student ministry, doing a lot of performing and acting together with puppets. And then later that led to me moving to Chicago and going to school there for pre-med. And during that time, I worked in video post along with Phil when we came up with the idea for VeggieTales. And so really, God kind of directed my path differently than I had set for myself. But, I made that decision, after we created the concept for the show and did that first promo, to follow the path that he had laid for me for VeggieTales. So, yeah, it's nothing that I saw for myself, but I feel so blessed and just so honored that God's been able to use me in this ministry for so many years.
Well, as custom here on Great News Radio, we always enjoy hearing about your life journey, your testimony, how you came to know Jesus Christ as your Savior.
Well, my dad, I remember I was watching a Billy Graham crusade. My dad had recently come to know the Lord through actually, he had been transferred. He was in the Air Force, and he lived with his commanding officer for a while and his family, who were believers. And my dad came to know Jesus. And then when the rest of the family hooked back up with him, this was in the Washington, D.C. area, we had a new dad. And I saw that change in his life and how he was with us and the joy that he had. And I remember watching a Billy Graham crusade on television with him one night. And Billy was preaching about Jesus standing at the door of your heart and knocking, and I opened the door and let him in that evening. That's when I was in seventh grade, and so that's how I came to know Christ. And then from there, became more involved in church and drama at church, and that really opened up this world for me for doing ministry through the arts. It's been an amazing journey for me.
Yeah, that certainly wasn't pre-med, was it?
No, it was not. So, and I finished pre-med, but I never went on to med school and hung up the stethoscope and became a cucumber.
Well, this year, Mike, you guys are celebrating 20 years as VeggieTales, and just a wonderful blessing. I remember one of my favorites, The Pirates Who Don't Do Anything. They came out, 7 years ago, and I know there are many churches that play VeggieTales for children's church and all that, and I'm sure God has used the DVDs over and over and over again. Tell us a little bit about what really stands out as you take a step back in the last 20 years. What really stands out that shows you, wow, God's really using this ministry?
Well, I think overall, just that constant message that Bob and Larry bring kids, that God made you special and he loves you very much. And that idea that there's a God who made us, who loves us, who wants a relationship with us. And, we can tell these stories with that as a basic assumption. And I think that's so important for kids to grow up having that in their lives. One of the stories for me, we had a little girl who was dealing with cancer. And she actually, through Make-A-Wish, came and did a voice for us a number of years ago. And so that's been a really, just to see how the show ministered to her and really, you know, how God, you know, touched her life through VeggieTales and how it was a comfort to her and was really wonderful. And, you know, there are many stories like that we hear all the time about how God is using the show and the characters to point others toward him and to plant the seed of God's word in their hearts. And so, it's just amazing and humbling to see what God can do with a bunch of goofy vegetables.
Amen, brother. Well, Mike Noraki, voice of Larry the Cucumber from VeggieTales, celebrating 20 years. Unbelievable. So, Mike, I know you got to get going here, but thank you so much for your time today. And we're going to be praying that God will continue to use VeggieTales for another 20 years.
Thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate it. God bless.
Mercy fall on me. flute supposed to end?
Yeah, King.
Was that the right chord, Larry?
King, King. Be natural, Bob. Be natural.
Oh, well.
The VeggieTales and Mighty to Save right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. And thanks again to Mike Noraki, the voice of Larry the Cucumber from VeggieTales. And it's amazing. They've been around for 20 years, celebrating their 20-year anniversary this month, October. So, yeah, praise the Lord and continue to pray for them as God uses the ministry of VeggieTales to let kids know of all ages that God loves them. So be praying for them, and also be praying for our friends heading to Israel next week. They leave, I believe, on Thursday morning, so be praying for them, safe travels and such. And don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning, Mark will continue his discussion and interview with Kim Wagner, speaker at the True Woman Conference, as they will continue and wrap up their discussion on the power of the woman's fierce beauty, how her identity and value is rooted in her relationship with Jesus Christ. So be sure to tune in to that. Until next time, though, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus Christ.